Welcome to episode 190 of Both Down, the number one Blood Bowl podcast.
Coming to you from the frozen wastelands of Amorica.
Man, it is snowy. I am Scott Prime, and with me is Steve. Thank Less you. Snow than me, Kilowoggy Campbell.
Yeah.
And you're in Colorado.
I know. It's been surprisingly not cold and snowy this year, which is weird.
Well, it really hasn't been that way either until this giant storm that took over half of America.
Yeah, we got a couple inches, but it was just super dry, and basically you take a snowblower and get rid of it all.
We probably, if I had to guess, have like 5 inches. I mean, it could be six. I know we had like three, almost four-ish yesterday, and then it snowed all night. Very powdery, not wet snow here as well. I have not been out the roads. My job shut down Friday because they were worried about the snow, and we didn't get any snow or any type of precipitation until about, I don't know, 5:30-ish, and I work 7 to 3:30 normally. God. So it was almost like management got together and goes, our employees are getting too much PTO time. Let's force them to use a day off so they can survive.
Maybe. Yeah. Wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't either. And I bet you money tomorrow, Monday, with all this snow on the ground and temperature not getting above 20 degrees, I bet you money we go tomorrow.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we can't be close 2 days in a row.
No.
Or 4 days in a row because of the weekend. Ugh, makes me so mad.
It's the only bad thing about working remotely. I don't get snow days. Unless it just takes out the power. And then I got bigger things to worry about. But also, I don't have to drive in the snow. So
that's true. And you don't lose money.
No. Like, I'm perfectly fine with the situation. I got no problems.
Well, Steve.
Yes, Scott.
They announced High Elves.
They did. And I think they look awesome.
I think they do, too.
Even with the short shorts that people complain about, but I like that.
I know people are complaining, but, like, I do like them. I'm not going to buy them because it looks like my old High Elf team will be, you know, will work for me.
Should be perfectly fine. Really curious how they tweak it because there's no catchers now, it seems. Looks like they have a blocker and a blitzer. Like the White Lions appear to be blockers and have claw. So I'm wondering, some speculate that they have four strength. And that would definitely be different for an elf team.
Ooh. I can't see that, though.
Well, yeah, but how do you make an elf team different anymore?
Okay, so did I hear wrong that what used to be the catchers, the White Lions, don't they have claw and wrestle?
Was it wrestle? I think so.
And claw? That's kind of different for...
Yeah, I don't know. I was honestly expecting that we'd get more inside information before the new episode, and we did not, so...
No, we didn't get Jack.
No, they just kind of released it and like, here you go.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, we had no real clue that those were the next teams. We thought it might be, but we had no inside.
No official clue. But finally, after 10 years, they've completed the teams of Legends.
Finally, yeah.
Even though they promised they would do all of those first before doing any new teams.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. How many new teams did we get since then? Seven?
At least. Was it that many?
I mean, OWA, Snotlings.
Yep.
Nobility.
No, gnomes.
I guess
Bretonians.
Gnomes, Bretonians. I won't say nobility because we had that sort of.
Or Snotlings? Bretonians.
I did say Snotlings.
Oh, okay.
Black Orc.
Black Orc. That's six. That's pretty close to what you said.
I'm there's got to be something else. But whatever.
Plenty of teams, though. Plenty of teams.
And Slaan have been updated.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I know. I've given up the ghost. I've seen the inside metrics. More than 3/4 of the people want Slaan to stay. So if the NAF wants to make people happy, they keep him. whatever. The only thing I'm doing, and I'm doing this on our current rules for any tournament, and I encourage everyone else to do so, put the actual roster for Slan in your rules pack, then I don't have anything to complain about. Because that was my main complaint about Slan, was I don't like people being surprised. They go to a tournament, have never gone to the NAF, sign up for the NAF that day, and they're facing a team that they have no clue, and it's so different.
I agree.
But you put them in the rules pack, and now people can see them. That's on them.
Yeah, this recently came up because everybody thinks I hate Slan. I don't hate Slan. I just want either GW to make them or a version of some team that jumps around.
Yeah.
And then not have this issue. And then, until then, they should not even be considered part of everything. I have 3 Slan teams. I would love to have an excuse to get one of them painted now. I would like official play-tested rules, not people making them up what they assume it would be. And I don't like people getting caught off guard. Recently, I have a gamer friend that I'm not going to mention names. We started playing dab a little bit of Magic the Gathering, and I asked them to go with me. And they were like, I'd like to go play Magic, but I don't want to get caught off guard by these people who like know the cards better than me and make me feel dumb and just shock me and all this stuff. And I was in my brain, I wanted to say, you mean like a Slan team when you go to the tournament and get caught off guard? But I didn't want to get in that argument with them or anything like that. The obvious thing where I get mad the most is if that many people want them, I wish GW would just find some other race. If they don't want to be Slan, that's fine. Make them ninjas. I don't care.
I'm guessing we're going to get Squig team. That's been on the want list for a lot of people, and Squigs could easily jump around. Now, they would be Slan with new skills or whatever, but...
But see, I don't think if we got a Squig team, I do not think the NAF would go, well, we can't get rid of the traditional Slan team because, you know, Tom Anders worked on it
20
years ago. And I appreciate everything Tom did. It's just like, I really just wish GW would go, fine, we've heard your stuff. We'll actually work on it. We're going to call them whatever, Slanesh instead. And you can use your frog models if you want.
Perfectly fine. Frogs.
Whatever it is, I wish they would find a reason for a play-tested team created by them. That way it can be better or worse, and we just move on. But
I really like then,
I wish people wouldn't even use them, but if they do, I agree with you. It really needs to be in that rule packet so little Johnny, who's going to his first tournament with his dad, can go, what the hell is this? And they can be looking at it. I've heard too many people online go, well, they can just go look it up. I mean, like... Some people don't prepare for tournaments like that because they have never been.
And they don't think. I mean, who's on them to look? Okay, whatever. Maybe just take 2 seconds and add it to your rules pack. Big deal.
Right. I can complain more, but...
Oh, hey, we will.
It's snowy and it's cold and I'm tired.
It's grumpy.
I'm not really grumpy. I'm also really nervous about this Patriots-Broncos game today.
Scott's apathetic to the realities of life, besides the Patriots game.
The Patriots game is my one escape from the reality of life, where a lot of things are going on here in America. So what are we going to talk about today? Because we already got rid of the... We already talked about the Slan enough.
Yeah. So speaking of the NAF, we're going to talk about their decision to add a clarifications document. Then we're going to talk about your tournament that you ran recently, the random tournament. And finally, the year-end downies and a recap of our tournament experiences for the year. And then that'll be
it. This is where you're going to have to bring us up because I'm probably...
That's perfectly fine. I got plenty to talk about.
Tournaments.
Is that all you went to?
I can't remember. I'll have to look. I'll pull up the stats
as we get closer
to that event. So.
Yeah. Well, why don't I just head into the next segment?
Yeah, let's go take a break and save this and come back and talk about whatever the math is, you said.
All right, we are back, and we're going to discuss the... Oh, how do I put this? The... I would say controversial, but I don't know. People are going to complain about anything. Anyways, the NAF decided to put out a rules clarification document. And I think this is something they were working on, but it's also something I suggested in the review forum. Like, we should do this because it helps everybody involved. Primarily because the stupid no die roll can be modified below zero or below one, which meant Jordell could just do whatever he wanted. Go into seven tackle zones, no problem. Hop in and out of eight, whatever. Just don't roll a one, which was stupid. And of course, you know, you can say, and some people say, well, the TEO can make a decision on that. Sure, they can. But I think part of the NAF's, I would say, responsibility, in my eyes, is to make every tournament similar enough that you're not going to be confused when you go to one. That's why they say you can't change any core rules. If you do anything crazy, it's going to be a specialist, because then you can kind of do whatever you want. There's still some things you just can't do, and that's fine. If you want to run a tournament like that, it's not going to be NAF approved. No one's stopping you. But if it's going to be NAF, then there are certain guidelines, and you have to accept that. Me, I love this document, because as an organizer, before any stupid question comes up, I could have it in my rules pack that we are adhering to this, and then I never have to argue with someone about a ruling that's already made. So, I don't get why people are complaining. You know, the NAF is overreaching its bounds. It shouldn't be doing this. Why not? It's their tournaments. They're providing a document that's clarified, and you don't have to use it. Again, it's optional. And I'm using it for every tournament I run. And that's a lot. So, I don't know. I just wanted to complain because I think it's a good thing, and I've heard some people bashing it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to think, because I'm in this bad spot with Blood Bowl, thinking so much stuff was clear, and then find out it's really not.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter what happens right now. We're happy that they have high elves, and then people are mad that they changed positions. And then they're mad that these characters have shorts. And then...
Well, it's the problem of the internet and any type of thing is the vocal minority is always going to be shown to the front.
I know. And it's just annoying.
It is.
It's so annoying that, like...
Well, I mean, we have to listen to people. And again, we're the same way, so I'm not going to put ourselves on a pedestal. But we listen to all these people badmouth the game and bash it, the new changes, without ever playing a game. Right. They're like, well, I think this is horrible. Did you play it? No. Okay, well, maybe I think it's good. I haven't played it. Whatever. I don't know.
No, I get you. I mean, this is what they're supposed to do, right? At least some clarification until we get clarification.
I think that's the main issue is, and again, I'm going to go back to that, because it's the whole rules as written versus rules as they should be, I guess, whatever it's called.
Okay.
I call it the Jordell problem. It says that no die roll can be modified under a one, which is obviously wrong. If that was true, then that breaks the game. Now, they made a mistake. They've kind of admitted it. Supposedly one of the designers was on a Discord and said, yeah, that's a mistake, but they're not going to do anything about it until at least March, maybe May, depending. You know, so what, we're just supposed to hope that the tournament organizer does the right thing? Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's got a buddy who really wants to play Jordell, and they don't give a crap, and they're just going to do that. Well, if I see a tournament rule pop up and it says that they're using that document, I know it's not going to happen.
Right. No, I think it's fine. again, I'm in a bad place, because not necessarily a bad place. I'm just in a like meh place with all everything right now until I play. I mean, like, we were supposed to, you know, have our league kickoff meeting this weekend before all the snow hits. So I know once I get my first game of the league play, I'll be like back in it and excited and everything else.
For sure.
Even felt guilty I didn't go to a tournament last weekend. So, I mean, it's there, but what I want is actually the people who designed the game give us some clarifications and an FAQ or whatever it is we need, and we're probably just not going to get that for a while. So this is what we have, and we might as well use it for now.
Yeah. And like I said, running a tournament, it makes my life so much easier, because I'm not going to go through and determine the answer on half these things. And I don't want people at a table going, well, I think it's this. Well, I think it's that. We should roll off. Well, we could ask Steve. And then Steve comes over and is like, I don't know, you know.
No,
it's never popped up. But now I can look at this document and go, well, this is what they said. This is what I said we're running. So here you go. And you guys could look at that too.
Any, like, shocking conclusions?
Probably. But I guess, you know, the whole, I also haven't played a whole lot, so I don't know.
No, I understand that. I mean, we're kind of, one, it was the holiday season, and that's usually how it goes.
Oh, yeah. And I think really it's just clarifications for stuff that you could try to rules lawyer into. Like, pile driver does not count towards the limit of fouls per turn. It's exactly how I would have ruled that. But now I don't have to question it.
Gotcha.
You know, the pogo is not limited to once per activation. Yeah, again, like I said, that's how I read it at the time. But now it's clearly laid out if someone asks.
Somebody was arguing that it was
going to do it once? So this happened at Chaos Cup.
Just wasn't super clear.
You were only allowed to jump one time. And pogo allowed a modification on a jump. That was the problem. And it would have made a difference in my game with Alex Mitchell, because I jumped in, hit the ball carrier, and then the ball went loose outside of the scrum. And if I could have jumped over the people and got to it, it could have been a big difference. But we called the ref over, because I'm like, I honestly don't know. I've never had this happen. Because again,
right.
Slon, how often do you actually use them or see them do this? And when I read the new rules, I was like, it looks like you can jump multiple times. And now this is them going, yeah, that's the way we see it. We see it too.
Okay.
And they're not the only ones that have done this.
So you know? I'm assuming it got ruled at Chaos Cup that you couldn't?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't disagree with that, because that was kind of what it was laid out. I'm like, this seems to be what they want it to be, but I can't say for sure. And obviously I'm biased, because I would like to jump again.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Get you, man.
And, you know, this is coming off of one that I think was put together for Fumble by Nazgob and Torquemada, two of the bigger guys that have been around for a long time. And there's also the NAF Discord rules channel, where you can kind of ask questions and get rulings. I love this. I don't see it in any way overstepping bounds of the NAF or them trying to put their spin on things or taking more power away from TOs or whatever BS. It's a document that is helpful. I'm never going to turn those down.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
But yeah, I guess that's just wanted to come on here and rant.
No, it's okay. I mean, I think we were talking and you said, I didn't know so many people were like, stay where you're supposed to be, NAF. Like,
well, there's bad blood with the NAF, and we can get into that. I mean, it's been a year, right, since the president left, longer than that.
We still don't really have a president.
Do we don't have a president. That whole charter that was supposed to happen, they submitted it in December, and then now it's being, you know, they'll look at it and then blah, blah, blah. That process is not going to get changed in anytime soon because it's just so much to it. When I was on the board helping out, I was on that until my brother passed, and I just kind of went, I'm not dealing with this anymore. My idea was, instead of having meeting after meeting after meeting, committee after committee after committee, just make a bare-bones document, submit it to the populace, let them vote it in, and basically give the power to the committee to update the charter as they need. And then put stuff to a popular vote. And I think part of that thing is the NAF should probably put stuff more to popular votes. We can do that now. Like the SLAN. People were talking about how, I can't believe they just did this to the SLAN and they didn't ask anybody. They asked hundreds, if not thousands of people. Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean they didn't ask. Because there were, you know, people taking unofficial polls around the world, all the different regional coordinators, national coordinators. And like I said, it was a vast, vast majority wanted SLAN back, and they wanted it modified. So they got it.
But, well, they didn't ask me, Steve.
Well, they did. You just didn't see it. I think it was posted in the SCARS.
Discord. Well, then I didn't see it. It doesn't matter. They're not going to listen to me anyways.
No one does.
I think the whole Blood Bowl world's mad at me because they're like, I can't believe you think we should not have tears right now. We need tears, blah, blah, blah. And big discussion on that. And
yeah.
I mean, are we going to talk about, like, the changing of tiers for, like, Nurgle because of, like, one tournament? Or I guess not one tournament.
No.
The little bit of stats that we have so far for the new Blood Bowl is showing that, like, Nurgle's supposedly really good.
It is. And you know, it's not just, like, I wasn't able to make it to the Capital City kickoff as much as I wanted to. But of the 74 people, I think 6 people took Nurgle, or was it 9? But 6 of them were in the top 10. Something like that.
I just want to know their builds because that's crazy to me.
They're a solid team. You got 4 strength with stand firm. You just put block on them. You got a wall.
I totally get that. And I saw one person said with the pickup, what is it?
Pick me up.
Or,
yeah.
Or not pick me up, but secure the ball.
Yeah.
You now can just go grab the ball with alignment and use the 2 Pestigores for, like, blitzing people off and be immobile. So you can just trot down the field slowly, which all might work. I've played one game with the new rules, and I could not tell if they were better or worse.
Yeah.
That's the honest thing is I potentially with pick me up, I can see how they could be a real pain in the balls if that thing works really well.
I really think with pick me up, if you give, maybe it defeats the purpose. But as I say, you could give one person in the back, you know, on the ball, so they can get closer to the ball, and then they can just go use pick me up and end their activation, and they're not too far off.
Well, pick me up stands about.
No, I meant sorry.
I know what you meant.
Secure the ball.
Secure the ball, right? Yeah. And it might be a valid strategy. But again, I haven't seen their build totals.
Yeah, we haven't played, so
I don't know if these are, like, the better coaches, because I am still I'm convinced that, like, if you some of these numbers, you know, like, are some better coaches exploiting rule sets? Because, like, you know, again, I said as soon as these things, for a while, we should have no tiers to see where everything falls out. But I'm a minority, so a lot of people probably had Nurgle in, like, tier 4.
They did.
And then is it possible that somebody who's a great player or a decent player or a consistent all the time type player see it and go, oh, well, hell, I'll just take Nurgle and get a bunch of skills. I'll be all right then.
For sure. Yeah. I don't think there's much of a difference between having no tiers and just arbitrary tiers at the beginning because you still need data set. And either one's going to get you data.
Sure.
And you can use that to figure it out.
I just would like to see it the other way. But.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you people who are going to Oklahoma Bowl or going to a Moracle Cup, Nurgle has been moved from what, tier 4 to 2?
I believe so. And then was it?
I think SLAN dropped.
SLAN was dropped down, which I don't really agree with. But again, I haven't looked over the new SLAN enough to really look into the interactions and bleep, blah, blah, blah. They don't have two catchers. Big freaking deal.
Right. That freaks out everybody at first. So.
I know. Everybody crutches the four agility, the 2+ agility. And then they worry about not having it. Okay, whatever. I don't know. I mean, haven't played it.
I don't know either. So, anything else you got on this subject?
No, I think we've complained enough about it.
I don't think we're complaining. I think we're just talking about it. And
I know. I'm all for the NAF taking an active role in making tournament experiences better. And I think this does that. Because it gives you a consistent clarification on things the NAF's the GW's not going to get to. Even 2 months from now, if they put out an errata, a new one, is it going to cover all the stuff that's covered there? No, it's not. So then we'd still have questions. Now we don't. And if something's wrong, they make a change, fine.
Be nice to see GW and maybe the NAF work hand in hand together, but that'll never happen.
I agree. It would be nice. I don't know. I talked to GW last year, their representative at LVO, and told him our concerns, gave him information. He seemed open to it, but of course he's not the one who makes decisions.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? The guys who are currently in charge of Blood Bowl might also go up the ladder, and then somebody else just goes, no.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so
there's only so much you can do, and we have to just accept it.
Right.
Don't have to love it. We have to accept it.
Correcto.
Hey, speaking of not loving something and having to accept it, want to go to your tournament?
Yeah. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and we'll talk Critter Bowl.
Well, we are back, and despite what Scott thinks, we are not talking about Critter Bowl.
No, we're not. We're talking about the Random Royale 2.
So obviously I did not attend this, so I got nothing.
I mean, you were in town.
Yeah, I guess I should probably point that out. My intention was to go down, because I was seeing family that day, and my initial idea was get in decently early. I think I got in like 1 or something. And our dinner for family was going to be like, quote unquote, dinner time, 7-ish, sort of near the hotel I was staying, I thought. So I was like, that gives me plenty of time. I'll get a rental car, go down to Norman, say hi to everybody, you know, just shoot the shit, then come back up.
So your intent was never to actually play, just to come hang.
Right. Because I knew I couldn't play because I had to do the dinner thing. I was just going to come hang out for a few hours.
All right.
And then dinner got moved up. And then it got moved out to Kingfisher, which is an hour away or so. So now I basically had time to get the rental car, get to the hotel, relax for about 30 minutes, get picked up, and go to eat. So what... Luckily, was able to see Scott and Jen and Alan the next day for breakfast, but didn't get to see everybody else.
Boo.
I know.
Random Royale was a tournament. It was for, I believe it was like Children's Hospital, blah, blah, blah. I donated the money. I cannot remember what it was for, though.
It was basically the Extra Life thing, Children's Hospital.
But I think through Children's Hospital.
Yeah. I think you raised, what, $624 or something like that?
$641? Let's see. We raised, I think it was, ended up being, Jesus, I can't remember. I think it was $260.
That was four something.
Well, it might have been more because I didn't add everything up. I cannot remember at the time what I posted this.
I can find out exactly. It was $260.
It was $260, but through connections, through your job,
yeah,
you guys matched that, which was really nice. So it ended up being like $520 total.
Yeah. My job, State Farm, currently has a matching gift option. So I didn't realize that until recently. So I saw that you donated. I sent the receipt to my work, and they matched it. So that was really cool of them.
Yeah, it was really awesome. So we only had 14 people, which is still, 2 days after Christmas is really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's really good for 2 days after Christmas.
I mean, we expected to have, you know, 6 to 8, maybe 10, but yeah. Having 14 people is really cool. We had quite a few new people out for the first time. We had some door prizes to raffle off. There was some old board games that I had, some, you know, models, some Blood Bowl stuff, Blood Bowl teams, et cetera. There was like, I think there was like 14 items as well. So again, with the holidays, I believe Blood Bowl people most of the time are very giving. It's just sometimes people have only 10 extra dollars to spend, and sometimes people have, you know, 40.
Yeah, of course. And around Christmas time, not the best time to be, you know, picking at the wallets.
Oh, dude, for sure. So, anyways, this turned out to be really good. This was, this kind of ran with one of our local ladies. She wanted us to run this event at AnimeCon. And then we kind of, after talking, and we realized, like, nobody's going to pay, like, $50 for a one-day pass to our AnimeCon to go play Blood Bowl. So we decided to not do it at that AnimeCon, and we moved it to after Christmas here and threw a little bit of Christmassy theme on it and some random skills.
So if I may interject before we get moving on.
Sure.
The con thing. We've ran into that before because, you know, not many people want to pay $50 for a convention they're not going to go to besides play Blood Bowl for the whole time and then pay $20 on top of that.
Correct.
So there's a convention here in Denver called the Genghis Con, and it's supposed to be this big gaming event, tons of board games, RPGs, and everything. And they reached out. They wanted a Blood Bowl event. I was like, cool. And they're like, well, we can get that. Let's get that set up. I'm like, okay, yeah. The problem is not many people are going to pay the whole weekend just to play one day, and that's all they can do. So they set up a $20 ticket for entry for just the Blood Bowl.
Nice.
So maybe in the future, if they want to do it, they could do that where, yeah, these people are going to be playing the game. That's really all they're coming to do. Have a lesser ticket. They get to walk around and see the other stuff. Cool. At least they're coming, you know.
Right.
And it's not you're going to have 25 people fake the system. Like, oh, I'm going to pay this and just walk around. No one's doing that.
Correct. I agree with you. So the whole really kind of theme to this was is everybody has normal themes. They can put some skills on players, and then somebody was called Santa's Little Helper, spelled with an X instead of an S. Get it? Santa. And then that lineman positional got a new skill every round. So we went with that. We had 14 different players show up. We had quite a few different teams. We still had some repeat teams, and this was our first foray into the new rules. So I was a little bit nervous, like how many weird questions are going to come up throughout the day.
For sure.
From the feedback I got, everybody had a blast. Maybe everybody except Jordan. Jordan did not. He did not. We did no tears.
Yeah. Which I think is fair for that early.
He decided to play goblins, I believe.
I thought it was halflings. And,
well, I'm pretty sure it was goblins.
Okay, I could be wrong.
I think he switched it to goblins. I think he was going to do halflings.
Okay.
He just didn't think it was very fair that a tier three team, a stunty team, didn't get extra stuff. And while he's only played Blood Bowl for a while, and he's very used to tiers, let me tell everybody, all the young kids, a story about back in my day. When me and Steve first got into Blood Bowl, there was no tiers. Few teams did have tiers. But some of the first Chaos Cups and stuff, everything was...
Tournaments did not have tiers. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. Tournaments.
The teams always were tiered in the back of the rules book. And I can't remember if they had tiers at tournaments or not. It's been so long.
Our perspective,
yeah,
definitely mine, is Blood Bowl is an unfair game. some matchups, especially in the old rules, goblins versus dwarves, are just favored one way or another, like a rock, scissors, paper game or the Pokemon trading card game. If you have a plant deck and I have a fire deck, there's a pretty decent chance I'm going to beat you. So back when we first started playing and going to tournaments, it was almost like, I'm ready to challenge myself. I'm going to play Stunties. This is why playing the 24 was a big deal back then, because there were some teams you were just going to get crushed with.
Yeah.
But you took the challenge upon yourself. I mean, I think our friend Alan won Chaos Cup, the Stunty Cup at Chaos Cup, and I think he had one win, two ties, and three losses. But that was
Sounds right.
That was like the best record for Stunties. And that was like the challenges is like, oh my God, I got two ties. I might actually win Stunty Cup here at this event because I did the impossible. So I do get, if you're used to tiers, you probably still want tiers, and I get that. But I don't necessarily think every team should be tiered. That's a different subject, but he said he had fun, but at the same time, I know that he wishes that there was some tears. He was the only Stunty team, poor guy, that showed up with his goblins.
Well, at least he won the award.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is he rightfully earned it by being the person that showed up with it. I don't know what else to say besides, like I said, we raised $260. Everybody, this tournament was, I probably say this all the time, this one was really, really, really chill and laid back. And I mean, really chilled and laid back, more than any of them. I think people were just, maybe with the holidays, people were just ready to kind of game. They were excited about the new rules. The whole group was super chill all day. It was almost pleasantly boring to run the tournament because I didn't have a lot of decisions to make. I didn't have a lot of anything to do. Luckily, Seth Bryant came to the tournament and just watched. He did not play, and we played some board games during the event. All three rounds went smooth. We had lunch really smooth. I watched the stuff. Store was happy. We were happy. Started on time. Again, no issues. Other than that, I can give you the results. I don't know what else more to say to this event.
I don't know.
Let's see.
I went back to Chaos Cup 2011, and the rules are not there. Because it says go to the website.
Oh, yeah. You're looking for when tiers.
Yeah. I was just curious. Out. I mean, I
probably. Oh, I'm too. Did you go through the NAFTA look? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Buried Alive Award, which is our wooden spoon, went to Shane Fuellen, the random champion. And this is like an award that just randomly goes to somebody who didn't get an award. Went to Dylan Francis. The Fist of Might, Most Casualties, went to Jason Rodden. I think he had like 17. I don't know. He clearly had the most casualties for three rounds. The Little Royale Champion, the Stunty Cup, went to Jordan Knudsen. Best Sports went to William Sitwell, who was in from California because he had family down Lawton. So it was kind of cool that I got to meet somebody. He's a listener of the podcast, and hey, he was like,
nice.
He was really excited to see a face to go with the voice. So that still is always weird to me, and at the same time, like, pretty flattering.
Now I feel worse that I didn't make it down.
Yeah, he would probably love to see you. The Scarab Shield best defense went to Andrew Minton. I think he gave up zero all day, but didn't win the tournament. Champion of Cheers best offense went to Corey Avon. And second place, Gary Brown, who... So the top three guys all had exact same scores, and it went to tiebreaker points. And out on top was Mike Patterson, first place. So Mike just had more casualties than Corey Avon or Gary, so that led him to the victory. Mike always gets a lot of casualties.
Yeah.
Every tournament.
I don't understand it. Like, we've mentioned multiple times. Him talked,
and he's like, the only thing I can think of is I like to block, and I throw a lot of dice. And I was like, that's probably.
I like to block. I throw a lot of dice.
Yeah,
I
took Norse to.
Yeah, but I took Norse to World Cup, where the both down shouldn't hurt me. And again, a negative 39 touchdown differential.
Yeah, well.
So I did go back and look. I pulled up, I sent you a photo of us from 2011, from first Chaos Cup.
We were babies. See that is. Look at these young people with red hair. With red hair.
It's always amazing to look at me in old photos and go, huh, I'm not nearly as fat as I felt.
Well, yeah, duh, dude.
I know, but I always feel like I'm this gross blob. And then I look at a photo, I'm like, well it's not good.
Hold on. You're
I don't like where gross. This is going. What?
You're still a gross blob.
Well, thanks.
But you're not as big as you think you are.
I, for your information, I'm down to 235. You want to say what you're at?
No, I am fat. as soon as it's turned cold, I haven't went and walked to the park one time.
I don't blame you.
I've attempted, and then I've walked outside ready to go walking, and I went, nope.
Yeah, so looking at the first Oklahoma, there is no tiers. Is everyone gets the same amount, everyone gets money, and you get, you may choose to spend some of your 1.1 million gold pieces to purchase advancement for players of your choice.
Yeah.
That was it. And we allowed movement and armor increases for 30K.
Yeah. Nobody hardly did it, but yeah, it was there.
Also, this is an NAF-approved U.S. major tournament.
Okay. It always was.
No. Oklahoma. It's not a major.
Oh, we put...
We copied Chaos Cup's rules and forgot to take that out for a while.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's calling us out.
Oh, okay. Well, it was major to us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we meant.
Golly, I had red hair. Look at that.
I want the jersey that Johnny has. I always like the blue cubby one.
Yeah. I mean, the picture's also taken, like... up in the air, so it makes us look a little bit thinner too.
Yeah, that's when we both had goatees instead of me having a beard.
That is that part is weird because you've had the beard now for a long time.
For a long time.
So yeah, we did the good thing with Random Royale 2. It was well done. Oh, what I wanted to talk about is I instead of like getting actual trophies, I tried out Joe Smith's dog tags. Because he made some dog tags for us, and then he was telling me that his league people really like them for their tournaments and their league stuff because it doesn't take up a lot of room. They can keep all their wards on like one little like necklace looking dog tag thing.
I do like that.
And I decided to give him a try, and I really like the results. And I'm going to be reaching out to Joe for the awards for the next Blood Bowl league at the store instead of. Man, trying to find people to do dice and like how expensive dice are starting to become.
Yeah. Speaking of, we need logos. I need the dice logos for Oklahoma and Spikey.
Thought I already sent them to you, bro.
You told me to ask you for the better files whenever I was going to send them to
dice people. Oh, I sent the screenshots. Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the dog tags I really, really enjoyed. So, Joe Smith's company, going to not remember it.
Windmilled Games.
Yes.
W-I-N, not D. Windmilled.
Oh, yeah. Windmilled Games. You're right. Well, all the Smiths have like their own little side business, and they all live in Springfield. So you.
And they're not related in the slightest.
They're not related, and they're all talented, and they're all smart guys, and they're not related. They should form a truple. All three of them.
Thruple. Yes.
A thruple, that's what I mean.
I like truple better.
I like truple better, too. Just feels right. Maybe not for them, since I'm forcing them into a thruple. A big poly family. Just everybody in Springfield be poly.
Isn't that the Garden of Eden, according to the Mormons?
Ooh.
Wasn't that in Springfield?
Maybe.
Something like
that. I don't know enough, so...
Just casting aspersions on religions I don't know.
It's okay. It's what kind of Americans do.
That's true.
It's very white of you.
It is very white of me. Nice. That's a good use of that phrase.
All right. I have really nothing else to add on to this.
That's fair.
Again, it went from like, why did I schedule this on the 27th? And by the time it was over, like I said, it was a very smooth event. So.
That's good. Yeah, very and nice. I did honestly think you were going to get like six people. So,
Ashley, the girl who asked me to run this, she showed up about midway through and brought some extra prizes. So
that's
everybody
cool.
got like everybody who won something got like extra little like dice and other things, you know, little plastic trophies or a deck box or something like that. Or Mega Man figure or something like that. So anyways, it was cool that the Extra Life people had some stuff to give away to other people as well. All right.
I guess that brings us just to the Downies.
It does. And I'm going to have to... It's too hot in here. I'm going to have to take a break and take this sweatshirt off, buddy.
It's getting hot in her.
It is. My room is... I guess the good news is it's the hottest room in the house, but it's also the bad news. So
yeah. Mine is like that. I have, if you don't have this, get those little fans that plug into your light socket. They're a fan and a light. Really nice.
What do they do?
It's a fan and a light.
Why do you need... No, hold on. I've lost you. That's...
How'd you lose?
Oh, that.
Yeah. Like, it just plugs into your light fixture. Because I've got these recessed can lights, and they just don't put out a lot of light. So I bought those because this is the hottest room, too, usually, in winter. So it circulates the air, and it's just nice.
Well, cool. All right. Well, I'm going to go shed this sweatshirt off to look sexy for Steve, and we'll be back for the last segment of Mocha. Welcome back, and in this segment, it's the beginning of January, so we always talk about the Downy Awards.
I don't know what calendar you're looking at, sir.
What's that?
I said I don't know what calendar you're looking at.
What did I say?
You said it's the beginning of January.
That's not the beginning of January.
It is not the beginning of January.
The year is the first month of the year is January, so it's the beginning of the year.
Yes.
I should say, and usually every January episode, we talk about the Downies, which are our awards, are kind of just fun, haha awards. When we look back at the last year of Blood Bowl, and we just give reasons to talk about things or stuff we did, and that's what we do here. So
before we get started on that, I'll give you a little time to look over the questions, because I know you hadn't
I haven't done much research
at all. That's fine. I'm going to go over, like I did last year, the events that I went to last year and some information.
Yeah, go for it.
So I was going hard and strong up until July, and then my brother passed away, which caused me to start missing tournaments, caused me not to care about tournaments, and just generally hit the money. Just didn't help life, put it that way. So even with that, I was able to attend either 21 or 22 tournaments, depends on how you look at it, because I keep track of my own stuff, and the DAF keeps track, and I had a discrepancy between how many tournaments I've gone to versus how many they said, but it's because they said Adepticon was two tournaments, and I put it as one. So if I put it as two, then I went to 22 tournaments.
Last year?
Of those... I had five new states, Nevada, Kentucky, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Washington. I played in 18, attended 21, so there's only three that I didn't get to play. Total mileage that I went was 23,354 miles. About 1,500 of that was driving, the rest flying. And for kilometers, it's 32,724 with about 2,400 driving and the rest flying.
Bro, you're doing kilometers now?
I did it last year too.
I know. I'm going to still make fun of you. I'm like, come on.
That's fair. But that is... my other tab. So I did, what did I say, 34 this year? I had 34 last year and 23 this year. So 11,000 less miles this year.
Wow.
But it'll go up this year, I'm sure.
You're ready. You're like, I want to do this.
If things go, I've got everything tracked out for, what's my schedule look like? I've got up to July-ish. Well, Joe's wedding's in September, and then supposed to go to Hawaii in October, and then Chaos Cup's in November. So I kind of got stuff laid out throughout the year for next year.
I got you.
But we shall see.
This year should be very interesting to me. So if I got my first paycheck with the insurance coming out up at my job.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's looking like $250 less per paycheck.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So losing $500 a month is not going to bode well for going to a lot of events. So you locals, a lot of you SCARS people, when you think like, man, Scott never travels to our event. Scott's probably worried about feeding his children. So
if you would like to help Scott feed his children, he will take commissions.
Yeah.
Up front, and he will get it done whenever.
Somebody reached out last night about doing some commissions for some Super Show art. So,
You can always go back to donating or selling plasma.
Oh man, I don't know if I can do that, man. I might rather start an OnlyFans page than just sitting. It's not actually donating the plasma; it's everything leading up to the moment when they stick you with that needle, the waiting, and just like.
So I will say,
I don't want to make fun of people being less fortunate, but there's some people that legit are there for groceries money, you know, and stuff like that, or maybe even homeless. I mean, like.
So I will say I was spoiled when I did it because it was in a good area in Ohio, and I absolutely needed it when I was doing it. And if it was closer here, I would still do it because the process was fine. I never had an issue with the workers or anything. The only time I ever had a problem was when I didn't eat because I was low on money. I was going to eat afterwards. But what was I going to say? I completely lost my train of thought.
Way to go, old man.
Oh, what I liked about it, though, was it forced me to sit still for an hour or so, and I can just listen to podcasts. Because I don't have that unless I just lay in bed and do a puzzle because I got an app on my phone that does puzzles and I can listen to podcasts then, or I'll listen to him when I fall asleep, but then I'm also not paying attention to him.
You're right about that. That is a great time to just sit back, relax, and listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. So.
Anyways, so on to the Downies. Got our first question. Are you ready to go?
I was going to be like flashy with some music, but clearly I'm not so flashy. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
So you gave out, you went to 22 events.
Yeah.
I went to 7, 8. Two of those were weekends where there was two events on the same weekend. So did 6 trips, I guess.
But
I played in 8.5 events. One was considered a draft, the Draft Sevens, which was the Spiky Cup. One was a Dungeon Bowl event, and I mean, it's probably not official since I won a wooden spoon because we didn't play 3 rounds, we only played 2, so it probably doesn't even count. But at those events, I got an award at every event except for one of them. So,
wow.
I mean, not a bad. I got a first place, a second place, a Stunty Cup, and then some other little cool things: best offense, most casualties. Dirty deeds. That's like most fouls, right?
Yeah.
I believe so. So like, yeah, most casualties by fouls. So not bad overall in my limited playing experience. So I'll take that.
I'm very glad you only got one championship because I got 3 this year. So that helps me try to close the ranks. I've got 10 now. I don't know how many you have.
So I was speaking of meeting William Sitwell. He told me, he's like, is there a reason you're hiding, like, your NAF stats? And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, I thought you won a tournament from the podcast, but I can't see anything. And I was like, dude, it's right there. And then, like, we I kind of argued a little bit, and then like he proved to me like I had it hidden where you could not see like the tournaments I've won. So, which is very, you know, I didn't know there was even an option to toggle that on and off. So you too might have that option and you don't even know about it to, for your coach page to see like your awards and things like that.
Yeah, I knew that was an option. I'm pretty sure I have mine off. You can double check if you like, but.
Trying to find out where, here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
12 if you count the first Gutter Bowl that was played at Chaos Cup that they're acting like didn't exist.
They're not acting like that. They said it exists.
I know. Sheesh. I just like to tease them. So 12 tournaments. I won 12 tournaments.
Okay.
Well, so you're going to catch me. You're going to pass me.
Well, it's cheerly, it's solely by just brute force versus quality.
I'm glad you said that.
You're not wrong. I mean, I'm not going to disagree.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
So where do we want to start here on the first Downey Awards?
So first up, top two tournament trips we went on.
Ooh.
If you don't have two, I mean, that's fine.
I will always, I'll go first on this. This is fine with this.
Sure.
Wait, hold on. I'm in the wrong area to look at my stuff. Here we go. Probably my two favorite tournaments, weekends. I mean, I'd like to say since the Spiky Cup and stuff, but really it was traveling. Going to Lubbock, we had a blast. We went down there for Matador Melee 6. I just love John Spurgeon and those guys. I like the store. It's great for playing Blood Bowl or other miniatures. The whole weekend was fun. And really, maybe the Blood Bowl side of it was the least fun because it was Blood Bowl. But everything we did that weekend, we went to a high school game. We saw a great high school game going to overtime, high scoring, lots of offense. Got to see a four-star athlete, college athlete, just everything. All the meals, the company with Dylan and his wife and Gary. Great time. Didn't get sick on this trip. Spectacular, just good weekend. The other weekend was when I went down to play in the, this is kind of torn actually. Now that I think about it. No, I'm going to still stick with it. We had a really good weekend when I went down and played the Lone Star Throwdown, the two-day event where we did Dungeon Bowl on day two.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at it as a total overall trip.
Yeah.
Gary had a blast. We went down there super early. We hit a bunch of comic stores on Friday. Had a blast with that. So I got to hang out with Drew some. I'm going to say those are my two favorite trips. Now, granted, I only had six total trips, and one of them was in Oklahoma City. So
that's fine. Mine, I'm going to say first was Kentucky. I'm just hanging it with Ryan and Craig, and then being able to see the Hall of Justice was awesome. Because been wanting to see that forever.
I mean, everybody wants to see that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And then going to New Jersey, because that was just very unique. Flew out, drove at like midnight because it was super late getting in. Got to stay at a fancy hotel. Ran a tournament for Frontline Gaming. And then got to see the boardwalk and everything. And it was not the most amazing thing, but it was fun to be over there and see stuff.
It's good. It's good always to go somewhere different and just explore, man. I mean, go live life.
I haven't spent a whole lot of time on the Eastern Seaboard, put it that way. So I need to get over there and do more.
Number two, top two tournaments we went to and why. So I guess this could be different from the trips, which.
Yeah, it's specifically meant to be.
Let's see. So, top two tournaments that I had probably the most fun at was Twin Cities Tango. So, I met you.
Yep, I got that too.
Down in Texas. I mean, you got to play side by side. We kind of, they had the rule set where if one team didn't spend enough money, the other team could take advantage of it and take more money. And then people had to decide who they were going to have to play. And it felt like everybody was, even though my team had like 200 more cash value than maybe yours, everybody seemed to be scared of you. So,
well, I mean,
I mean, there was a reason. Then in the end, you had maybe the less record, but way more casualties than I did.
And that's what we won.
and you carried us. You picked me up and carried me to the most casualty award at that event. So I guess it turned out to work out good for us.
Yeah, that team just went crazy. Especially a lot of thanks to Corey for that. And we'll get into that later.
I guess the tournaments we went to and why. I guess the other one would be, I don't know. I guess I would have to be really happy with the Oklahoma Bowl results as Goblins. It was a 2-day event.
Yeah.
Got to be, you know, a Mike Patterson who was really rolling bad that whole weekend. but still, Goblins versus Dwarves beat that. Great player. And to win that type of matchup was great. And being on top table on the very, very last game, tying that and then coming in with the Stunty Cup, was finishing fifth overall. It was a pretty amazing tournament weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm going to go with those two.
Hey, I also agreed with Twin City Tango. And then my other one was Adepticon, just because it was a 2-day event. And I took halflings, which I don't love, but I was just going for casualties. And just beating the crap out of people. And it was a big convention. Got to hang out with Sean Cowley and everyone who went to that. It also was the most stressful because I'm like, I hate this and I just want to beat the crap out of people. I want these awards. And when I didn't get it the first day, I was so upset. I'm like, I better pull through on the second day and overall, which I did, but I'm still grumpy about not getting it on the first day because someone else went against Snotlings.
It's not fun to play just for casualties.
No.
Because the stress of every time you roll and don't break an armor, it just like starts eating you alive,
man. Oh yeah,
anyways, you lose a whole bunch of games almost on purpose just to not get nothing. It's terrible.
Oh yeah. Now to be fair, I did appease Nuffle with that, and then the rest of the year, like I said previously, I only had 2 times I didn't win an award, so that's freaking amazing. I don't have an issue with that. And then we got the top 2 tournaments not attended.
I'm going to go with Chaos Cup. And for me, just because we're so used to always going and I didn't go. Yeah. Now, I didn't have like a lot of FOMO when it happened. I think because I knew like early on the reality was I wasn't going to get to go.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of jealous on your, is it Adepticon, the March one? Is that what you just talked about?
Yeah.
Just because I think that would be just an overall fun gaming weekend. I don't even know if that's like an event to really play 2 Blood Bowl tournaments because there's so many other things. And just the whole event and the idea behind it and the options of playing 1 day or 2. And I think there was even more Blood Bowl there, right? Am I wrong on that?
I think there was during the day on Friday.
I might be thinking Gen Con.
Possible. There was a whole bunch I know Gen Con was a lot more.
I mean, you could almost throw Gen Con in as I miss out every year, but that really, I just want to go to Gen Con, not really go to Gen Con to play Blood Bowl. So.
See, which is interesting because I'm the opposite, because I don't want to go to Gen Con because of how busy it is and my complete lack of desire to play any other game.
Right.
Like, I would like to go just to hang out with people, play the Blood Bowl, and go look at the dealer floor. I'd be fine with that, but I don't want to mess with 70,000 people or whatever BS.
I get it.
The 2 I missed out on, first, Euro Bowl.
You were going to go.
Any Euro Bowl would be amazing to go to. This year, I'm not as amazed, and I'd love to go to Poland. I just not with this political climate, not looking to get involved in anything. And then Nova. I was so excited to go to Nova. I had made it a point to go to it. I signed up super early, got the hotel room, and it was a week or 2 after my brother passed. And then I had to go back to Oklahoma for the memorial, and I just didn't have the money, didn't have the time, didn't have the desire. I'm going to go this year, again, unless another sibling dies or something. But they also annoyed me because I canceled like the day after to get my money back. And they're just like, nope, you don't get your money back. I'm like, yeah, my brother died. Can't you have some? Nope, no leniency. Hey, great. Thanks.
Yeah. So,
that's kind of douchey, but I get it. Like, everyone's brother would die if they were lenient.
Correct.
Top two favorite themes or rule set at tournament last year?
Themes or rule sets? I hate to give you this, but I'm going to give this to you.
I'm doing the same
thing. Spiky Cup 13 rule set with the really weird rules of your draft seven things where we had the extra goblin as your eighth player. There was no actually money. You had to decide what to pick. You know, you had, again, you can't have more than one guy with 2+ agility. You couldn't have the same, like, race.
You had to take a big guy.
I totally disagreed with you on these rules. I didn't really want to mess with this. It seemed like too much work. Didn't seem like it'd be any fun. And actually playing against people, and then it was just a really, it ended up being a very fun event rule wise.
Yeah.
And then I would probably say, I don't know if I'd say the experience. It's really hard to pick between the, I'd like the idea behind the Titanic Titan tussle that Drew Bucciconi ran, where like one player was your big star player and everybody else was just normal dudes. My results were really terrible there, so I really didn't have fun, but I liked the idea of the rule set. So I'd probably lean towards those two with honorable mention, the Twin Cities Tango thing where we got to team up and manipulate the rules. I thought it was kind of interesting that, like, just if somebody had an extra 20k, like they didn't want to spend it on fans, you could hand it to somebody else and they go, oh, thank god, now I can get an extra reroll instead of the apothecary. So I did like that rule set, but I'd probably go with the other two, even though I had way more fun at Texas Tang Twin Cities Tango than I did at the Titanic Titan tussle.
So I mean, I picked Spiky Sevens because I thought as well that maybe I'm just going crazy with this, but it's unique and it was fun and I got a lot of good feedback. So and then I did do Twin City Tango. I thought it was very neat to be able to give you all the money in the world and me just, I just want to play Khemri. I'm just going to play Khemri and that's all. So
that's weird. We didn't even talk about that.
Nope. Top two Blood Bowl items we acquired this year.
If I would have made this list before, like, having this lull of, like, I feel like I'm a chicken with my head cut off. I'm just wandering around the yard trying to die. Not being super into Blood Bowl at this moment.
Right.
I would have told you the new box set.
Yep.
Would have been amazing.
Or I mean, I don't know how we don't add. I mean, that's going to obviously be one because it's so huge.
And getting, I don't know what else to say except maybe. Maybe the models? I mean, like, the teams? Is that cheating because it's all in one?
I was tempted to say the bone dice from the box set as my second, just to put a clip. But mine is my Bright City, my Bright Crusaders that I got from Drew Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Very happy with how they turned out.
Yeah, I forgot you acquired those. I guess really the items I acquired is I bought a vampire team and I painted it myself at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
And it turned out pretty good and I liked the fluff for my team and stuff like that. So I'm gonna go with that and then the new box set. I'm still excited about the new box set.
Yeah.
I just gotta play some games and not look at the internet so often.
There is that. Top two personal achievements in Blood Bowl from last year.
Jesus. I didn't set out the, I always think of achievements as like you're setting out for a goal, but I guess these are not goals, but I was very happy that somehow I still won a tournament in the year 2025. Because every time I win a tournament, I think, well, this is the last one I'm ever going to win.
Because
just so many players are just better than me. I don't think me and you are bad players. I just don't think we're top tier players. You know,
definitely
I mean?
Not.
We luck out at some events where some top tier guys somehow lose and we squirm to the top.
We're solid B students.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, actually. Yeah, I mean, because there's people out there that are solid D students and they wish they they were like, hey, I wish I could win 12 events in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. So I'm really not complaining at all or have sour grapes. I just think realistically, the guys at the store tease me because I'm the only person they know that plays Blood Bowl. And they're like, oh, he's really good. He's a legend. And I'm like, get out of here, dudes. You just don't know anybody else. You know, there's a lot of real legends down in Texas or in other places.
Oh, for sure.
So winning a tournament, and I would really say doing so well with Goblins at Oklahoma Bowl was like, made me really happy. I just had solid performances overall.
That's valid.
I tried a different team. I mean, like a team build. I didn't rely on a bunch of weapons, and it worked. Maybe it only worked that one day, but playing on the top table on day two is just amazing. So I'll take it.
So mine, I did win Cobra Tournament Series, so I thought that was pretty amazing.
That's a great achievement.
Now, I'm going to caveat that by the way the rules were. I went to every event and I did win some, so that does certainly help. But again, I did have to do it, so that was
Jets claim they won a Super Bowl when all the teams that exist now weren't playing then.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
You only play with your rules.
My biggest thing was finally getting an award at Chaos Cup and getting most touchdowns. That was
You've huge. Been wanting that for a long, long time.
Well, it's only because you didn't go. Like, this is the only time I've gone that you didn't go that I played. The time previous I went without you, I judged. So
that is true.
It's all you. Like, I've got good winning energy, but whenever I'm with someone, they leech it off. That's why you win the awards, or Alan won the award, or Scott Hess, or you guys win the raffles, Brian, just anyone around me just siphons it off because I'm too nice. But since it was just me, I got the award.
Well, good.
And I'll take
it. I'm happy for you. And remember this. The next time you're at the Chaos Cup, you just buy some raffle tickets and stand by Steve.
Yeah, it always works. It's so annoying. All right. Next up, we got top two Blood Bowl games of the year.
Oh, Jesus. The two that come off probably as the most exciting games, and I'm trying to look at it from a standpoint of I'm not playing them. Like, I'm not the coach, and I'm not indirectly.
Yeah.
It's just like a really crazy good game. I'm going to have to go to our league playoff game. It was the number one seed, the Vampires, my team, versus the number nine seed in round two of the playoffs. And I got beat in overtime. And I kept overcoming and overcoming and overcoming. Like, I cannot remember, but I think it was like 6-1s in a row. And all this stuff. You can go back and listen to the podcast where I bitch about it. But Shane and his orcs, they kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And really, he rolled spectacular. I mean, like, he got the wooden spoon at Critter Bowl. And he's still learning and stuff, too. But he still says, like, that's the best game dice-wise I've ever had, ever, in Blood Bowl was against you.
Yeah.
But if you look at the game itself, because it went down to kicks after an overtime, it was a really, really solid game. I would say the other one, I've had many. I mean, like, me and Mike Patterson had a great game at the Lone Star Throwdown. Or not the Lone Star Throwdown. What was it? The Stormcrow Games Championship, Store Championship. We had a great game between Gnomes and him. Came down to a tie and kind of cost me the winning the tournament.
So I had a tie with him, too, and that almost made my top two.
But I'm going to give that one honorable mention. I had a great game at Matador Melee against Patrick LeClaire. He was practicing his Amazons that he eventually took to Chaos Cup, and I played him with my Elf Union that had both the people that were riding the little animals. Who is that?
Rowanna
and I want to say Roach Bait, but that's not his name. The little halfling guy with a goat.
Yeah.
Rumble-O. Yep. My team, because that that tournament allowed those stars to, those were the only two stars that could play on any team. And anyways, I faced off against his Amazons. We had a very super duper tight, intense game. If you've ever played the LeClaires, you know that they'll take about a 30 second turn and you're like scratching your head, wondering what's going on. But anyways, just the fact that we tied made me really happy. And
well, it's not like he went to Chaos Cup and did any well with his Amazons.
No, he only just went undefeated and won the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, that's all. Mine, winning Trinidad with the final game against Craig with my Snotlings. Just to be able to win a tournament with Snotlings and just...
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, yeah, he might have been able to tie it up if we had more time. Still gives me hell for slow playing, just jokingly. But I did have a couple of options to stop him. Just they weren't good options. And then beating Brian, too, finally, in Wyoming. Even though it came down to a die roll, and, you know, I'll take it.
Doesn't every game kind of look back and you go,
well, yeah.
One. Next up is top two worst games or tournament experiences of the year.
You don't have to answer this if you don't want to.
Oh, I'm going to.
Okay.
The Texas Titanic Titan Tussle. I took the Dark Side Cowboys. This is the one where you built up one dude. I thought, oh, cool. I'm going to make a Jeremiah, you know.
Bullfrog?
The Flash. Or what is Jeremiah Cool?
Oh, the Flashing Blade?
The Flashing Blade. I'm going to make my version of him. And it's going to go fine. Well, I just encountered every vampire team at the event. And when I did, they could do no wrong. And they just murdered me. And I mean just freaking murdered me. I was angry. I was ready to blow up the world. I was ready to quit Blood Bowl. I felt like the worst player ever. And ironically enough, in the raffle, I won a vampire team. That overall tournament was freaking just god awful. Another one of these events, let's see, where is it here? It was the Lone Star Throwdown. I took my Black Orc team. I was facing Kenny. I can't remember. Kenny Hudman, Sea Spirit. I think it's Sea Spirit.
Yeah,
Sea Spirit. And Scars. Great player, good guy. Things went really bad. I kind of tilted, and at one point I was like, I'm done. And if you haven't played me in Blood Bowl, if I tell you I'm totally done, it's over. I'm just going to play it. I'll play it out. That means if I have a chance, I'm going to probably be a turd to myself and not do anything about it. So I kind of tilted with the last couple of turns, which is probably stupid because then he finally rolled bad. And anyways, I probably gave Kenny a terrible, he's like, I'm really sorry about this. And I'm like, dude, don't be sorry. Yeah. Everybody wants to win Blood Bowl, and somebody having a bad experience usually helps that goal. So,
those
were two terrible experiences.
Sort of along those lines. My game against Old Man Monkey at Chaos Cup, where I was beating him and he wanted to quit. And I felt bad for just like, dude, can you just please play out? Because I really need another touchdown. Like, I need to have these touchdowns. This is what I'm going for. And I get that desire to want to quit. Totally get it. Been there many times. But you just got to play it out. And I felt bad to force him. But ultimately, that's why I won the award, because I was able to get that one extra touchdown.
I thought about putting my, you know, the guy that wanted to quit at Matador Melee, and we kind of got an argument and stuff like
yeah.
that. And he told me what ass I was, basically, and stuff like that. And maybe he's right, but I didn't want to really give that event.
There are certain social constructs whenever you enter a tournament, and one of those is complete your game, unless the other right. person allows it. And, you know, if I had all lost every single game and had no touchdowns and he wanted to quit, cool, let's quit. I got no problem with that. Just wasn't the case.
Right.
And then the most frustrating one was against Corey, which I'm sure he was much more frustrated, but at Twin City Tangos when I had my Kimmery and completely destroyed his Chaos Dwarf team to the point where I think starting the third turn in second half, he had one guy left.
And it was bad.
Yeah, he had one guy, and I completely surrounded him and fouled every turn. But because of Ironheart's skin, I couldn't get rid of him. And it was all of like five or six turns, just foul, 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 foul. Damn it. Just like, I just want the pitch clear. Give it to me.
No. Top two, most or least favorite teams played. Now, is this after... Oh, played. So these are like races we played.
Yeah. You could say played against. It's fine.
I mean, if we go played against, that... Again, I don't ever want to play... I know there's times where they're not good, but man, I think... I'm no good against vampires, I guess.
Me neither.
But I'm going to go with the races I played. Black Orcs just really hard to play with.
They're fun, though, for whatever reason.
Boy, I don't know about that. Like, I tried to make them fun. Out of all the teams I played, if I did this list and you said you got to start replaying these teams, I'd hopefully never get to Black Orc. Just for that reason. And really, even though I had some success with goblins, I don't want to really play them again.
I get that. You're not going to go for the Davies 10 then?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with this new era of Blood Bowl. Like, do I just want to play what I want to play? I see stuff like, you know, Extreme does all his cool things by playing this one race. And then I'm like, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to live long enough to like pass anybody at this point. If you're 20 and getting into Blood Bowl, you want to break these records, pick the same race now.
You sure could. Do you have a second one?
Those are my two. I'd say Black Orcs and Goblins. I wouldn't really play, and I definitely don't.
Goblins every year for you. You just
need to play played them. I didn't know if I had to base this off of that. I mean,
no. I know, but I'm going with favorites. I always love nobility. I have constantly loved nobility, and I can't wait to play more of nobility. And then Snotlings. They're just a fun team. Like, every time I play him, I have a blast. Even with the secret weapon on the pump wagons, I still took them. I just used them judiciously. But now, looking forward to next season where I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I didn't think of the favorite races played. I guess last year was kind of cool for me because if I had to go back and change one, I'd maybe say, like, Chaos Renegades, just because I got to use those models for your Draft 7 event.
True.
And I keep the same fluff. So to me, like the Baetor Blackhearts played in Sevens, the Baetor Blackhearts played in Gutter Bowl many years ago. They played in Chaos, you know, at a regular Blood Bowl tournament. And then they played in Dungeon Bowl, where they're very, very bad at Dungeon Bowl. That's what they went to.
See, top two places we ate at tournaments this year.
Yeah. This one's not going to be. Nothing's popping.
So I can do mine. Then you can think. So one of them was a pizza place in Vegas with Doug. And it was just really good pizza. It was a cool place. It was Vegas. Can't go wrong with that. The other one was whatever restaurant it was that I was at the Jersey Shore and got to look at the boardwalk and had some really good fish and chips and just the best key lime pie I've had in ages. But that was just cool because I was on my own, got to walk around, see stuff, and finally, after every other meal in Jersey sucked, that one was great. So I was very happy.
That's good. I don't feel like I ventured out to too many like different things. So I'm, of course, always going to pick the great pizza place at the bar that's in Lubbock.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name, but I'd have to look that up. But that's one of them. And I mean, I'm a sucker anytime I go down to Texas to get some kolaches. You know that. Your feelings and mine are probably quite opposite. You think they're just okay. And I think they're foods of the gods for the kolache factory. So I guess if we're going by memory, I'm going those two.
That's fair.
And I probably pick those same two every freaking year. So.
Yeah, I believe you do. But that's, you know, it works.
I go to a lot of the same damn tournaments every year.
I try to think of new ones, but
some of us don't have, you know, some of us have children. Some of them aren't like Free Willy and can travel the world like you do.
I guess that is the story of Free Willy, isn't it?
I mean,
try to make him travel the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
When your fin bends back, we try to just set you off to a tournament, and then you're happy again.
This is true. Top two Blood Bowl items that were released this year. I mean, we're both going to say Season 3, just because it's there.
Season 3, yeah. And then we got the... What else did we get?
I don't know. So I went with the Chaos Cup coin, because it was awesome. I couldn't think of anything else.
I didn't get one, but they seem really cool.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you could almost say, like, you know, if there were stars and stuff in the spikes, I would have probably said the spike releases on the two new teams, which...
Yeah,
but they... I'm glad they gave us those, because, you know, I wish they were included in the box, but they weren't. But anyways, maybe those. I mean, those are still really good.
I'm also glad that they released the rules independently, which they've done before.
Oh, but I've had several people just buy the rules, so that's...
I wish they would keep those in stock, but I doubt they do. They'll be hard to find in a couple of months.
Oh, for sure.
And as many times as we beat into the ground, we'd love them to do a PDF or, you know, online version so we can just have updated rules at all times.
Question to the people out there. Because I do think having those markers in the box are, like, really good.
Yeah.
Is everybody going to start keeping all their models standing, though?
Hell no. No.
No, me and you say no, because we don't want that to happen. But for real, you think people are going to start, like, just going to become normal that you keep all your models standing?
No. I think new people, yes, because that's how they're used to. However, if they go to a tournament or they go to a league, they're going to see people put them down. They're just going to do that because it's objectively better. Plus, NAF tournaments in their new document says it's encouraged to keep that way and put them down. And all of our rules absolutely state you're putting them down or you're taking them off the pitch and putting a token. Because okay. I'm not getting confused because you left a guy standing and I think he has a tackle zone. Sure, it's on me. But you know what? Take him off the pitch. And if you forget that he's there and stand him up, that's on you, the person with the stupidly large model.
Well, maybe not stupid. Maybe they just think they're painted so well.
Yeah, that too.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, with people with those skills on flags and stuff. It's like, I can't lay it down. Okay, take it off. That's fine. But right. Options.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I guess that's it.
Well, did you make the cut for the Downies? Did you hear yourself talked about? Are you proud?
Are you proud, Mama?
Are you proud, Mama?
I'm a real boy, Mama.
We have, so far, we have 18 people signed up for our Blood Bowl League that's been postponed to start till next week. And I think there's like a couple more still on the fence.
Have you heard anything about the other league that's closer to you?
I did go in there and talk to the guy at Labyrinth, stopped and bought a pack of Magic cards, and me and him were talking, and I found out he's the guy who made, some of our miniatures for an Oklahoma Bowl or an Nuffleween many years ago.
Yeah. He was supposed to make, it was during the COVID time and things went wrong, but he made up for it.
Yeah. He remembered you and knew where you used to live and everything. So, like, yeah. I think they're moving their meeting back even further because he doesn't want a conflict with Wizards. He's like, I don't really want a conflict with another store. And I was like, we don't either. I said, look, man, I said, I work there, but we're definitely not enemies. I mean, it's great to have way more game options and a little competition. And the fact of, like, everybody wants to be better so they can be the better store, you know?
And then they can come to Oklahoma Bowl and have fun. Maybe, 3 days, maybe. 3 tournaments. Come to Oklahoma Bowl.
A lot of people are store territorial, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Considering we've had, what, 2 people from New World in the 14 years that we've ran events?
I mean, we've ran them longer, but yeah, because we took off a year or so.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
But yes, you are correct.
Sheesh. Take off a year?
We took off at least one.
Did we?
COVID year.
No, we remember we ran COVID and
The following year, we didn't.
We didn't the following year. Okay.
Yeah. As COVID was taking over the U.S.
Yeah. Because we.
That was the same week that we were running the tournament and sent everybody home full of COVID.
Yeah. We really thought about not doing it, but we had Florida coming out. And then.
Core was here.
Joe freaked me out. He's like, hey, just so you know, the wife's feeling sick and she went to the hospital. I'm like, oh, God. Don't tell me. Yeah. We don't think so, but we're figuring it out. Okay, okay. Just let me know. I really didn't want to go, hey, everybody.
You have COVID.
Congratulations.
Enjoy the vid.
Okie dokie. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up, and we'll be back out, back up, back in with shout-outs, whatever it is. The end of another exciting show brings us to
shoutouts.
Okie doke. Got anything?
I really don't. All I can say is if you're out there in the world and you're watching stuff here,
pray for us.
Yeah, we're not all in the same boat. Let's put it that way.
I can't even get into it right now.
Like, right. Unfortunately, I think there's more people still on the other boat than I thought. But anyways, if I sound not super happy and up and everything, you probably know why if you watch the news. But
yeah, this is we are recording this on January 25th.
Right.
So
yeah, who knows? Like in a week when you're listening to this, we could have already been under martial law or something.
Well, we could be dead. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just walking down the street, whatever. I do have one. So let me get to my email.
I guess my shout out is to all the guys who actually came out 2 days after Christmas. Thanks for coming to the event and making it a very fun, easy event. I know like some family members probably weren't so happy, and some probably happy to get rid of you for a day or so they could relax, actually. So I appreciate that.
So I just wanted to shout out a tournament coming up in Nebraska. If you guys have tournaments you want us to shout out, let me know, because I am all about knowing more about more tournaments because I want to get to new states, as always.
Yeah, sorry to say, if they're in a state that Steve hasn't been to yet, he's down. He's ready.
Pretty much. But we got the NOBBL charity tournament coming up at the Game Shop in Omaha, Nebraska on March 7th. So it's $25, and all proceeds will be donated to the Omaha Hope Lodge. So if you want more information, you can just go on the NAF and find it there. But they always put on a great show. Haven't gone. I mean, I could conceivably go to this, kind of depending, sort of. But also kind of depending, sort of, I might be in Oregon that weekend. We'll see. It's the weekend before Oklahoma Bowl.
Gotcha.
Other than that, we want to, as always, and I know we say this all the time, but thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks for engaging with us. We are kind of close to 2,000 people on Facebook, which is pretty amazing. We did have another guy write in about his NAF names. We're both down approved. Did you get that email? It was Matthew Lehman.
I'm pretty sure I disappointed somebody with a...
No, this is a new one.
A new one? Oh, probably not.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and read this. I haven't read it completely because I just forwarded it on to you because I don't get to make these decisions.
Where did you send that to?
Hotmail.
All right, I'm going there right
now. He goes, I just want to make sure that my team for next month's local tournament, our league and league, are both down approved. And this was sent last week. So both are based on local rugby teams. Both teams have players named after various former rugby players at each team. They will be painted to match the rugby team colors. First off, we've got an Imperial Nobility team based on the Stormers, who play in Cape Town and the Cape of Good Hope. So they're the Bay of Storms Blood Bowl Club.
Okay.
This is... Again, with football, a lot of teams are called the football club. Or
no, soccer. I got you.
Okay. And then he's got Chaos Dwarves, based on the Bull Bulls, whose logo is the Barberton Daisy. And they're called the Darkland Daisies.
Darkland is a region full of little Chaos Dwarves. So, hey, why not? I'm feeling great. Yeah, they're both down approved. How about both of them?
Are you just saying that? Because I think they're fine. I don't have an issue with them. I think they both have location. I know Blood Bowl.
Are you going to tell me, like, am I going to be like, they're my favorite?
Oh, no.
Your would favorites? I let them stay in the league? Probably, yeah.
We all for know sure. Your favorite team name is the Sight for Sore Eye.
Yeah. That's maybe the worst team I've ever heard of.
It's the greatest name. Besides Smoky Bay Contenders. That is still the greatest name. Give shout out to Anders.
I mean, it is a pretty good name. Smoky
Bay. It's just such, it's so good for a halfling team.
Was that what it was? Smoky yeah. Bay
Contenders?
Oh, Contenders, yeah.
So contender. Smoky Bay and then the Contenders.
Contenders. So it sounds like Smoky Bacon Contenders.
Smoky Bacon Tenders, which I don't even know what a Smoky Bacon Tender is. Dude, I would like eat to eat one. Yes. I assume there's smoke and bacon involved. I'm
it's
down.
It's like a giant, really thick stick of bacon.
Yeah, but isn't that pork belly? I don't like pork belly.
I mean, maybe. I don't
know.
It's
too much fat. I don't know. Anyways, yeah. Shout out to everyone who listens, blah, blah, blah.
Well, thanks for writing in.
I don't know. Yeah, thanks, Matt. Yeah, if I mean, you're Darth, and if you're Darth in,
daisies aren't a big deal to me, but I know if it's that mascot that he was talking about for his other club.
Yeah, if he's in, I assume South Africa with Cape Town, then I would like to come play at a tournament.
Yeah, Steve's ready. He wants you to invite him over.
Invite me over. Let me stay with you. Feed me some food. Protect me. Because it is South Africa.
We don't want him to get attacked by like a rhino or a lion.
Man, everyone's got to go at some time. That would be a good way to go.
Dude, I watched a rhino just maul this tiger on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mess with rhinos.
Did you see the one that was getting attacked in the rear by a cheetah or a hyena? Excuse me?
No.
Oh, hold on.
Is this what we're going to do? Animal death match?
No, it's not.
I mean, it is.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm not gonna take too long on this, but
no longer than we're taking right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you made it this far, then
I mean, you're just here because you're here.
Man, I'm not gonna be able to find it, am I?
That's okay. You can send it to me later.
Oh wait, hold on. I put in cheetah instead of hyena.
Oh, hey, you can't do that. So far, all our league names are like almost everybody has both down approved names.
Yeah.
There's one team that's a vampire team that I'm going to have to get changed. They're called the Blooded Royals. And I'm not a fan of like everybody including the into their name.
Yeah.
And Blooded Royals. It's like, give these people a place. They're from somewhere. They're from some royal family name or.
The Bloody Depths, or
I mean, they're gonna have to work on something here, but that's the only team so far that we're gonna have to like work on, and that's not a bad problem. So,
yeah,
I even had a couple guys just reach out and go, like, dude, I'm struggling, and I was like, okay, and I walked them through, like, here's some team names that have been around, like, in the history, and like, one person liked it and just took one of those, and then I gave one guy the same list and then a bunch of like optional regions and a lot of optional like mascot names that kind of fit like, oh, this city's known for this and this and that. And we came up with a team name and he was really happy. So
cool. I'm sending you a link. Do not read anything. Just watch the video.
Okay. You're sending it to Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Just watch the video.
Just watch the video.
Okay. Hold on a second. All right, here we go.
And it might be AI, but whatever.
Isn't that crazy? Like, everything is. Everything's AI. I think this is AI, but it is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it is a cheetah. That's right.
It is a cheetah.
But yeah.
Or the hippo. It's not a rhino.
Oh, you're right. It is a hippo. Damn.
The hippo, this cheetah is, like, grabbing its tail, being dragged, kind of, and then he just craps all over him.
It was pretty epic. I saw that and I immediately thought of you, but I saw it on TikTok and I know you don't have TikTok, so.
Correct.
Which keeps me from sending you a lot of stuff. Well, yeah, but it's on the net, so.
No, I got you. I did see this, and I hope it's real. I hope somebody out there goes, yes, it is real. It's not AI, because it's amazing. But AI. That cheetah's like, dude, you just shit on me.
I would give up on someone, too. I'm like, that's a good defense. So if you're out there and someone's attacking you, crap your pants and throw it at them. Unless they have a gun, because then they're just going to shoot you.
But you could spray them. Well, still have turret on them.
I mean.
That was a term.
Turret in blood.
See, I think he's too covered in poop now that we're going over this for it to be real. But
and the way he moves and flies, I mean, just, I want it to be real, but I just don't think it is.
That's fine. We're going to just say it's real. How about that? That way we're a lot happier.
Exactly.
There's a lot of misery on the internet right now. So we're going to say this is real, and we're happy for this hippo for pooping on this cheetah to survive.
And just take that for what it's worth, everyone out there. Make sure to poop on people and be happy.
You're welcome. You're talking on Scatcast. Ay.
Hey, well, you want to poop on them and let them go?
Yep. Let's, dear customer who's listening right now, you have Steve by the tail, and he just unleashed a giant old man poop on you.
Why do I have to do it?
Because I don't want to poop on people.
I don't either.
I think I'd be good at it, but I do not want to do it.
Okay. Yeah, we're wrapping this up. Let's go.
All right. So everybody out there, go. This is the past when you listen to this, but hopefully the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl, even though I think they're going to probably somehow lose to the Broncos and their backup quarterback. So I'm not looking forward to this. But, hey, either way, we're going to be one of the final four teams. So just going to have to enjoy the moment, right? Watch your team win or lose.
Yep.
So hopefully next month when I talk, I'm talking about like the Patriots and the Super Bowl. Be cool.
We shall see, I guess.
All right. I'm sure you're watching it too, though, right? Craig's going to be watching it.
Craig's watching it. I don't give a crap.
Yelling at the TV?
Yeah.
Does he yell at the TV?
Yeah, he is.
Cool. Me too. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for coming on today. And I'm going to stay snowed in and make some little smokies and some taco chicken and watch the game.
Man, this sounds good.
Oh, little smokies were on sale right before this snow.
Yeah,
normally like $5.99 a pack. They were 99 cents, because they expire like on February 8th. So I bought a whole packs to feed all my kids. We're having a ton of little smokies today.
Just buy a crap ton and put them in the freezer. They'll keep.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Anyways.
All right. We'll see you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Follow Both Down on Twitter at Both Down. You can follow Scott at Fat Finley, FatFinley, and Steve at Kilowog 2814. If you want to know if your team name is Both Down approved, send a tweet to at BD approved. If you'd like to email them, the email address is BothDownPodcasts@gmail.com. Or for more information, you can visit them at BothDown.com or at Facebook.com/BothDown.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's going on, man? Tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a Snow, me, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Take the man that says that I'm a Snow, me, stab somebody on the lane. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Informer. Say that I'm a snow, me, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snow, me, stab somebody down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. He said I'm gonna come in and they blow down my door. Rainy car part through my window. So they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination. Where the destination region out of east attention. Where the look down my pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snow, me, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you
can also that I'm a snowman, I go play. I like you boom boom down. Take the man that says it, then I'm a snowman, stab somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom down. So big on the mother, they think they have more power. They on the phone, miss it, they wanna warm. If I want to use it once, and I may call me lover. Love who me calling on the one, tell me. I'm in love, I'm in my heart down to my belly. Yes, and I'm a snowman, I feel cool and deadly. It's the one MC Shine and the one that is snow. Together we all have a miss, a tornado informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. So, listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rubber, the rifle, the foam, and the rock and steady. You say that I'm a snowman, you're the art to cut down. But I'm in and I'm the dance, I mean, say where you come from. People them say you come from Jamaica. But me born and raised in Connecticut, on the road, Jeff, you know. Pure brown people, man, is all I'm on, no. Yeah, my shoes are them, say, rough, and I'm a toes. She's a show up. With me, I'm all in all the one Toronto. So informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Come with a nice young lady. Intelligent, yes, she drunk all in Ari. If a way me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's snow me, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a snow me, I the boom shaka. Tell me never lay it down flat, and now I'm cardboard box. You say that I'm a snow me, I go reaching at the top. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snow me, I go blam. I like you boom boom damn. Take the man that say that I'm a snow me, start stumble down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Why worry? Why worry? In worry, in worry.
Me sitting round cooling with my dibby dibby girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone ring. Take me to the station, black up my hands. Trail me down cause I'm hanging. Won't turn informer.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn.